Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, your coat, hope.
You're the host.
I'm the host. Co-host. And this is the Christina Lu Show. Boy, that was one mess of confused.
Christina,
you know what happens? When I'm with the celebrity, I always get tongue-tied.
It happens. I'm just so used to it at this point, you know.
It's so easy to happen with Christina.
Otto just mentioned something at the break.
Yes, the polar plunge, right, Otto, okay. Is really trying to convince me to go and do, which
Christina's
I don't
first year.
I don't know if I'm able to do that. I just can't. I'm saying cold water is just not my thing. But I'm, you know, I'll be in that chicken coop cheering on everyone, which that was my favorite this year, is that there's now a section called the chicken coop. You're actually able to join in on the fun without having to go and plunge into the water.
Now, where is that and what time, et cetera?
So it's the Special Olympics and the town North Hempstead and the town board is joining to do this. It's Saturday, March 5th, and it's actually the 12th annual, which I can't believe this has been going on for 12 years, which I thought was amazing. And it's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington.
Okay.
And it's really great. I mean, it goes to a wonderful, wonderful cause. It's going to raise funds for the athletes of the Special Olympics in New York, which is great. And like I said, I like the idea of the chicken coop, that, you know, you're still able to help raise some money, but you don't have to actually go through with that. So
and they do get a good crowd, because I've seen the
oh, yeah,
the TV
it's really, it's an amazing
600
amazing.
People last
yeah,
year.
6, really? Yeah, 6,000 okay. plungers. Yeah, 6,000.
I got 600.
Yeah, last year more than 6,000 plungers took part in this whole thing, which is, it should be fun.
That's statewide.
That's, yes. Yeah, that's the whole.
600
in
North Hempstead.
Right.
Which that's still a lot.
That's a lot of that is certainly a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of brave souls. So once again, that's Saturday, March 5th. If you're interested in learning any more information about that, you can give a call to 311.
You could break the record, Christina. You could be number 601.
Yeah, you know, I'll think about it. I'll think about it, and we'll see if you know, if the temperature really rises high up on March 5th, then maybe I'll be there.
70.
Yeah. I also want to remind everyone that tomorrow, actually, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the town's animal shelter, they're going to be doing their second pet microchip clinic, which I think is amazing. It's a free service for dogs and cats. And you bring your dog or cat and, you know, you'll get – it's a very quick process. You leave with a little tag, a microchip identification card. And the microchips are really, really tiny. And I think it's just in an amazing service that you don't have to pay for.
So now, how does that work? Like your dog gets lost or
– Yep.
What happens?
I think you're able to through the card, there's like a server –
Right.
So you're able to kind of track it down, I would assume. I'm not exactly sure of the logistics of it, but it significantly increases the odds of returning, you know, the pet to the owner, which is, and I think it's amazing. It said it's like the size of a grain of rice or something, which is, you know, it's not like a super invasive thing. So I think it's nice. You know, I mean, you don't have to pay for it. It's free. It's kind of the wave of the future. So if you have a dog, you're a cat that needs a microchip, you could bring it on down to the town's animal shelter tomorrow.
That's amazing. Really, when you think about it, and it's so non-invasive.
That's what I said. I mean, like the fact that it's like a little like grain of salt, you know.
Do you guys have pets?
I do not.
No. I have grandchildren.
Yeah.
I have grandchildren.
Yes.
My children, most of them have a dog as a pet.
Really? My husband does. Who wants a dog, but you know.
Does he?
I like a nice clean house.
I like to have a dog, but I don't like the responsibility.
Yeah, I like to like visit my friends' dogs, and I'll buy them presents.
Yeah.
But you know, as far as my own, my mom has, you know, two cats that I love very much. So
my daughter has a little Pomeranian. When she lived with us, we had him, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But we knew he wasn't staying.
I know. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's a responsibility, and it's like having.
No, it really is like having another.
Well, child, a family member is responsibility, whether it be a pet or a human
being.
That's
right.
And the thing is, a Pomeranian is 5 pounds. So the dog was potty trained or whatever they call that in the house. He didn't have to walk him.
Right.
To get to this walking dog's at 6 o'clock
He's
in the morning.
John's not down with this whole walking
dog. I'd rather do the polar plunge.
Well, that'd be a fine line there.
You know, I also, what I think is great, you know, we always talk about this, that all different departments in the town North Hempstead are always providing all kinds of different programs, and it's really amazing because there's all kinds of innovative things going on, even though I'm a little biased to Project Independence, but, you know, the other departments, we'll throw them a bone in the matter. Which I think is amazing is that the building department is going to be presenting a program called Don't Be Scammed, Know Your Contractor, and Know All Your Rights for Home Improvement, which I think is amazing. You know, you always hear these horror stories about, oh, you had this contractor come to the house and, you know, they took the money, they didn't do the work. So it's definitely something that I think will be extremely beneficial. This is March 16th at 7 p.m., and this is going to be in the town boardroom at Town Hall in Manhasset. And I think it's great. You know, there's going to be all kinds of different representatives there, one from the New York State Attorney General's office. And they'll just tell you kind of what the laws are, right, and how to protect yourself, which is definitely, I think, something beneficial.
I'm not sure, but I think I know it's a high number. I think it's 70% of all the complaints that go to the DA's office are contract related, which I was shocked. I figured it's like stealing.
And you're constantly saying it. I think just like I was watching the news the other day, and they had, you know, flashed up on the screen about this couple that was, you know, really scamming people on the island, you know, with all these like work done. It's such a thing. You know, I know working in Project Independence, that's such a common thing. You know, seniors are always asking, you know, do you have a recommendation for like a contractor? Because, you know, my neighbor, you know, hired someone, they didn't do what they were supposed to. And, you know, there's all different degrees of kind of how far the scam could possibly go.
But it's the big scamming. You get a big chunk of it up front and you never come back.
Right.
You know, 30% up front for a job you're never going to do is a gift.
Oh,
when you think about it, and you do that twice
profit.
A week. Exactly. It's all profit, and, you know, you're running.
If you don't get caught and go to jail.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, in a real loving community, you know, you see when you're in the supermarket and they have little tags at the bottom to rip off. That should work, but you can't do that stuff.
Right.
No.
Because that's a scam. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Right. No, absolutely. So I think it's
great. I mean, anybody who has a serious need for knowing for home improvement, this would be a good thing to attend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To learn what to look out for.
Absolutely.
And hopefully not get scammed.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We talk a lot about scamming, but the reality of life is it's a serious issue.
No, it is. And, you know, we always say we don't want people to walk around, you know, terrified of everything and everyone. But there's that fine line of just being, you know, aware and asking questions, because, you know, a lot of times people don't want to ask the questions because they feel, you know, oh, they're going to be judged one way or the other. But it's important to kind of know. And I think this kind of program tells you exactly what you should look for and what to ask. You know, it guides you in these things. So that's definitely a great program. So check it out, March 16th at 7 p.m.
Where is it again?
At Town Hall. It's going to be in the Town Hall.
Oh, Town Hall. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yes. You know, and then Project Independence is certainly not slowing down in March. We have all kinds of amazing programs, and I really want to encourage people that the caregiver support group is going to begin again. There's a bunch of people who have, you know, expressed interest, and they're always looking for new members. And it meets the first Tuesday of every month, so it's going to be March 1st this month. And one of our gerontologists, Gail Sellis, facilitates the group, and it's a wonderful program. Like I said, you know, it's a lot of people are caregivers for a spouse in North Hempstead, and it's an extremely amazing thing to do, but it's also a rough thing to do. Too, and it's just nice to be around people who are kind of sharing in the same thing with you. So if you have if that kind of fits your bill, you can call 311 and register for that. We also have our social groups are continuing. The Blankets of Love group is still meeting at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's on Tuesdays. And they do amazing, amazing work. You know, I love peeking in there, and they create these beautiful blankets that they donate to a different cause. So if you're crafty, if you're a knitter or a quilter, you can come on down for that one. We also have our senior talk group that meets at the Roslyn Community Center, and that's March 3rd and March 17th. And the facilitator of that group is the director of senior citizen affairs in our department, Nancy. And the co-facilitator is Janet Entine, who's a Project Independence member and the president of Don't Move Away. And that's, you know, it's great. They have different topics. I know Nancy works really hard on, you know, picking, like, little icebreakers and things to get the conversation kind of going.
Ho-hum crashes.
Yeah. And, you know, so if you're in the Roslyn area, or, you know, you prefer to go there, or if you would like to go to the Parkville Branch Library in New Hyde Park, there's a social discussion group that Robin Tovell, who works for Project Independence, she moderates. We also have a men's community group that meets on Fridays at the Parkville branch. So, you know, we're trying to cover all of our bases locations. But what I really want to encourage people to do is the fall prevention course at the Yes We Can Community Center is going to be Friday, March 4th, 11th, and 18th. And we always hear absolutely wonderful things about this program, and it meets at Yes We Can at 11:30 a.m. And it really, you know, it just, they teach you things. People have just learned so much, and they continually take it every month. It's an ongoing thing. And what I think is great, in March, they're also going to be due in partnership with Winthrop, is improving your balance and strength and flexibility through Tai Chi. So this is a new grant that Winthrop got. They asked to partner with Project Independence on that. So it's a similar kind of program to the fall prevention, but this is incorporating Tai Chi.
That's also at the Yes We Can.
Yep, at Yes We Can. And now, it's actually offered twice a week.
Now, falling, I think, is like the number one issue for seniors.
Absolutely.
To cause problems.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They're falling and we're falling out of time.
Time just flies when we're talking about Project Independence programs. So.
It really is. It's amazing. And we have to end our show. Christina and Otto, thank you so much. This
pleasure.
Flew this morning.
I know.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And I think the two things to remember is call 311. There's a wealth of information and programs available to you. And watch out for scams, which Otto brought to our attention. They're happening all the time.
And 38 days to Christina's
38 days.
That's the most important thing, yes.
Have a good week, everyone.